Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In this town, there's no off-season. The news never stops, and neither do we. It's always game day in Cleveland with Andy Baskin and Daryl Ryder.
It's always game day in Cleveland. He's Daryl Ryder. I'm Andy Baskin. We are brought to you by our good friends at Smiley One and Bryant, Northeast Ohio's premier heating and cooling solution. Bad day for the Browns as they wrap up three home games in a row here at the stadium, and then all of a sudden, they win one of three, and today was not fun at all. They lose 27-10 to the Los Angeles Chargers, and it was over by halftime when it was 20-3.
Yeah, they were just absolutely dominated. Breakdowns everywhere. Two defensive breakdowns cost them. They special teams breakdowns, blocked field goal, big punt return. Both of those ended up in offensive touchdowns for the Chargers. You know, Justin Herbert was good. He wasn't great. J.K. Dobbins, the former Buckeye, scored a couple of touchdowns in his return to Ohio. But just, this has just been an unmitigated disaster for the first 9 weeks of the season here going into the bye week. Now the trade deadline's here, and we'll see how much Andrew Berry is able to dismantle this thing. This isn't like Major League Baseball or the NBA where you're going to trade like six guys
right
by Tuesday at 4 p.m., but a guy like Za'Darius Smith may be on his way out the door.
He could be gone by the time you watch this.
Yeah, lots of reports and speculation that Za'Darius is going to be traded to the Detroit Lions. Za'Darius left the locker room as we were walking in. A reporter tried to stop him for a comment, and he said, "No, I'm good," and he kept walking. So he did not speak to reporters after the game, and it might be moot anyway. He may not be here.
What was the mood in the locker room after this game?
Not great, and understandably so. And a lot of guys very complimentary to Za'Darius. If in fact this was his last game as a Cleveland Brown, Myles Garrett broke his sackless streak after four games. He ended up with a hat trick there in the first half, but really nothing much doing for the Browns defense after that in the second half. And honestly, it really didn't matter. But they're 2-7, Andy. Their season's over. They go into the bye week now with pretty much no chance to make the playoffs. Unless they win every game from here on out, which we know that is not going to happen. This is a team that, they, as well as everyone else, expected to be a playoff contender this year. And they're the furthest thing from it right now. And it's not an inexperienced team. It's a veteran team. It's an expensive roster that Andrew Berry put together here. And it's underperformed from week one, and just every problem that they had leading into this game, it reared its ugly head in this game. Again, special teams breakdowns, defensive breakdowns and miscommunications, offensive complete lack of execution. Jameis Winston throws three interceptions, the ultimate Jameis giveth last week, three touchdowns,
because
he taketh with three.
There was a point in the second half where they were down, 17-3? And you thought, they're driving down the field right here. Maybe it starts the second half. And then all of a sudden, boom, you get a deflection and you get the interception in the end zone. And that really just kind of flattened everything. That was the second pick of the game.
Yeah, and it was a great play by a pair of Charger defenders there in the end zone to turn that drive away. But look, Los Angeles has one of the best red zone defenses that you will see. And we saw that on full display here.
You kind of knew going into this for a team that only gives up 13 points a game that not only were you going to have to play your best offense, not turn the ball over, but you were probably going to need some help from special teams and defense, hopefully maybe a special teams touchdown or a defensive turnover that you could force that would put you deep into the other team's territory, in the Chargers' territory, that you could convert on a short touchdown. We didn't see any of that. The Browns didn't play well on any of the three phases of the game. I think Kevin actually said that after the game. You know, other than the defensive line, which I thought played okay, especially with the sacks. So yeah. The secondary, man, I mean, they got suntan lotion on their neck because they got burned.
Yeah, they did. And, you know, everyone after the game, you know, Denzel Ward said, put it on me. And then we go over and talk to Mark Thornhill. I was like, yeah, no, that's not how this works. You can't just put it on one guy. You know, Greg Newsom also lamented, these breakdowns because there haven't been as many in the secondary, but they've given up a ton of explosive plays this year.
Yeah.
And whereas this offense has not generated through 9 weeks a single play that's gone for 40 yards. That is just absolutely incomprehensible to think about. This is 1999 expansion Browns back. This offense right now. And here's what we learned on Sunday, Eddie. Doesn't matter who the play caller is.
Right.
Doesn't matter who the quarterback is. This offense sucks. It needs to be fired into the sun and never to be spoke from again. And the pound of flesh that fans are going to get at the end of the year, I guarantee, is not going to be Ken Dorsey.
Is that talent, coaching, or is it?
All of the above.
Yeah.
I mean, you had some more pre-snap penalties here today, which was a little disappointing. And then a lack of execution. You know, it's easy to point out that Jameis Winston threw three picks, but two of them were in the direction of Elijah Moore, and who knows what was supposed to happen on those plays.
Right.
And then the third one was, it felt like it was another miscommunication type of a thing. So Jameis Winston bears the brunt of the interception going on his ledger, but we don't know whether or not he was ultimately responsible for making a bad throw or a bad read, or if guys weren't where they were supposed to be. And yeah, this is the story of the season. Same problems when Deshaun Watson was the quarterback. In the first half, Jameis wasn't seeing the field as well as he did last week. And it looked like, and obviously I'm going to have to go back and take another look at it, but it looked like there were some check down opportunities in the passing game, but he was so focused in looking down the field that he missed the forest through the trees, so to speak. And, you know, and ultimately it resulted in a lot of the problems and the fact that, yeah, they scored 10 points, but their touchdown came with, less than a minute to play. And Cedric Tillman made just an absolute incredible effort there on the near sideline to get the tippy toes down on the ground.
If there's any way the Browns could pick up a late round draft pick for Jameis Winston, do you think they would take it? And we would sit here and watch DTR and Bailey Zappi for the rest of the season? I'm wondering whether he's even going to be the quarterback for the next game, knowing that, you know, DTR was the number two quarterback 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, and that's a reasonable question. I mean, what are they going to get for Zadarius? A four? You know, do you really need that sixth-round pick, or do you need just to get through this season? I think that's a big part of this, too, Andy, now.
Well, if you trade Jameis and you get a sixth or seventh-round pick, or maybe, something down the road, depending on how he plays, you're forcing the offense and the offensive coordinator and Ken Dorsey and Kevin Stefanski to play DTR.
Yeah.
You're forcing them to do it.
But, and here's the thing. Do you really want to do that?
No.
Do you want to put them in a spot where they have to do something? Or do you look at the film from the game and realize that, three picks looks bad? Sure, he should have had maybe two or three picks last week against the Ravens, but he didn't. They didn't catch the football, so and that's the way the game goes. Do you need someone to shepherd this into the next era? Is that going to be DTR? I don't know that DTR is ready for that. You know what I mean? These are questions that have to be. I'm sure that they.
I'm going to ask you another one that I really don't want to ask you, but is Nick Chubb a viable option to be traded this week too? I mean, I don't think they will, based on the way that the story came out about him even coming back. And
right.
You still got to sell some tickets for the rest of the year. You got a couple more home games. You want to completely turn off your fan base and letting Nick Chubb. Now, if they went to Nick Chubb and they said, hey, Nick, we want to give you the opportunity to go to a team that's in first place and maybe give you the option to be on a team that's in the playoffs right away, then I think fans might understand that, but I can't see them trading Nick Chubb.
I, I, I don't either. And again, I have to remind people, this is not Major League Baseball. This is not the NBA. You're not going to see the Browns make six trades by Tuesday at 4 p.m. when the trade deadline
is. It's fun to think about, though.
It is, and it's obviously our job to talk about it, but just I think that the reality, I think Zadarius is going to happen. There's just way too much smoke around that fire right now. But, you know, and look, there's some other guys, you know, Rodney McLeod, right? Would you trade him? Elijah Moore, I'd trade him in a heartbeat, but I don't think anybody wants him at this point.
Judy?
No, you just got Judy. And you know, we have to understand is when you have guys on these contracts, you can't trade them because all that future salary cap money becomes an instantaneous charge.
Right.
And you have a guy named Deshaun Watson who has completely jammed your salary cap for the next couple of years. So that almost limits some of your flexibility as well. Even if you did want to trade someone, the guys that are candidates to be traded are the ones that don't have a lot of money on their contracts. They've already been paid the cash.
Right.
And those are the players easiest to move.
All right, we turn our focus to Tuesday, really after losing today 27-10, and we'll see what happens with the trade deadline. It's always game day in Cleveland.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh,